lovely people, thank you for joining me on another exciting episode. As always, I am super excited to spend this time with you. If you haven't done so, please subscribe so you will get new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Let's get to today's episode. Have you ever had to put your hand on your face and say, "Why me, Lord? God, why me? Why do I have to be the one to come down with this sickness? Why do I have to be the one to bury a child? Why do I have to be the one going through domestic violence? Why me, Lord? Why do I have to be the one experiencing abuse, watching my marriage fall apart, raising my siblings when I am only just a child myself?" My friend, pain is overwhelming. It has many layers of questions unanswered. It is an unpleasurable topic, yet I want us to talk about it today. Recently, I watched a true life story of an 11-year-old girl. At the beginning of the video, she said, "I am 11, but I feel like I am 100 years old." The reason she said this is because she has experienced so much in her 11 years of living and has to carry on a lot more responsibilities than some of the 50-year-olds I know. She has watched her country torn in war. She is forcefully seeking refuge in a neighboring country under deplorable conditions. As the eldest, she is responsible for raising her 4 younger siblings. Her father is critically sick, unable to work, so her mom works from dawn to dusk, leaving her to care and provide physical and emotional support to her younger siblings and her sick father. Despite these circumstances, she said something that astonished me. She said, "I lost part of my childhood, but I find the rest in building my future. No, I will not despair." You would think, what kind of future is she talking about? What kind of future is she going to have living in such situations in a third world country? Friends, this little girl at 11 knows and practices something which we all can learn and implement. What are your challenges? You may not be an 11-year-old child raising 4 siblings. Maybe you are pregnant at the age of 14, either through your actions, abuse, or as a child bride. Right now, you look at your future and say, "It is over. My life can't get any better. I am doomed to live in despair, in lack, in want. My dreams will never come to pass. The best I can do is settle in this situation." Don't settle, my friend. You can't change the past, but you can make decisions today to change your future. Sometimes the pain and suffering are a result of the life circumstances people will say are a part of life. Things like death or sicknesses. Oftentimes, it is those rare things that happen in your life which the majority of people will never comprehend because it is beyond human understanding. In fact, as I am talking to you now, I think of Viktor Frankl, a man who went through one of the most horrific, traumatic experiences anyone could live through. You can read about this in his book, Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish man, and like many European Jews who lived around 1941, he, his wife, mother, brother were taken to the concentration camps. He was later separated from the rest of his family. After 3 years of starvation, hard labor, torture, watching multitude die daily, things you and I cannot imagine, he was liberated. While in the camp, he knew his father had died after 6 months in the camp, but he hoped the rest of his family was still alive. At liberation, he found out that his wife, mother, had died too. You might ask, how does someone live through that? And what is life after such an ordeal? I will tell you what helped our 11-year-old and Viktor Frankl. The first is the power to choose one's attitude. Viktor Frankl said in Man's Search for Meaning, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." I know you are experiencing pain, lack, but which attitude are you going to use to get through it? Habakkuk 3:17-19 says, though the fig tree should not blossom, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock may cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. I see this evident in the life of the 11-year-old girl. Remember, she said, no, I will not despair. I am overcoming the challenges. The second thing is to have a vision and use your imagination. When asked about her plans for the future she finds hope in, the 11-year-old girl said she wants to be a pilot. Every day she looks at the sky and sees herself flying in that sky. That is her high place, where she knows God will make her thread as long as she continues her responsibility of getting an education. What is your high place? Do you have a vision for the future? Will the power of imagination help you live through your current circumstances, as it did for Viktor Frankl? Prior to the Holocaust, he was a psychotherapist, and he was working on a paper which, by the way, was taken from him and destroyed in the camp. He said, when the living conditions were unbearable, he would close his eyes and imagine himself delivering a lecture to a room full of people on the meaning of life. And he did this after his liberation. He spoke to rooms full of people all over the world. My friend, what makes your life worth living? I know you may have lost a lot, started out on the wrong foot, had unfavorable things happen. It is painful. It is hard. There are no words to explain or comfort you, but there is a way out of your situation. Ask God to show you how to get through it and what your responsibilities are. If you have lost your vision and hope for the future, God can give you a new vision and a new hope. Of all the beautiful words of Viktor Frankl, my favorite is this: those who have a why to live can bear with almost anyhow. Friends, your why is possible if you believe. Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of this episode. If you did, please share it with us in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Also, if you know someone who will benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. You never know who among your circle is struggling. So please share this podcast with your friends. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, peace and love.